USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the day before a big vote in the House on impeachment of the president, House lawmakers have been setting terms for the Wednesday vote. President Trump lashed out at the proceedings.
It's a hoax. The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers. We're not entitled to witnesses. We're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president also sent a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as her House lawmakers prepare for the vote. He wrote in part, "You and others in your committees have long said impeachment must be bipartisan. It is not. You said it is very divisive. It certainly is, and it will only get worse. Only two U.S. presidents have ever been impeached, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton." This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The House has approved a $1.5 trillion spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. The government funding measure came in the form of two separate bills that would cover the cost of running the federal government for the rest of the current fiscal year. Among other things, the bill includes some funding for President Trump's border wall, but with some restrictions. While it also leaves intact the current number of detention beds for use by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Dozens of tornadoes and other storms left a trail of destruction across the southeast. A majority of them were on Monday, which means homeowners in hard-hit places like Louisiana were able to get a look at the damage. Governor John Bel Edwards.
Most of the damages here in Rapides Parish, where approximately 100 homes have been impacted, 10 are practically destroyed, another 40 very, very seriously damaged.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A top White House staffer speaks out about the Democrats' push for impeachment. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says that voters will not forget if moderate Democrats vote to impeach President Trump.
People will remember how those Democrats spent their time and the taxpayers' money.
She called Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey switching from Democrat to Republican over the issue a big deal. And she also noted that most polls show most Americans don't want the president impeached.
It's dead last to Republicans. Among Democrats, it's after Social Security, education, the economy, immigration, and health care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Con artists and scammers are becoming more creative. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Scammers tend to be the most successful when you are vulnerable. So when you're looking for a job, you're a big target. Fake jobs and fake checks were a big scam in 2019, and as people continue to look for more flexible jobs, it's expected to be significant or even more prevalent in 2020. Bree Reynolds is with FlexibleJobs.com, and she reminds us,
if you're searching for the phrase work from home, you're going to come across way more scams than you would if you used words like remote job or telecommuting job.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.